This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. You are not going to believe what I'm telling you. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson Show. Why we got Rocket Man playing? Well, some students met with President Trump, and, well, they're inventors. These kids are from Victory Christian Center School. They visited the president last Friday, and with them they had a rocket. They met with the president, and they were all, well, should we say this word? They were minorities, and they're on a rocketry team at a private school in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let me repeat that for the leftist who listened to my program. Black Terrans went to see the president, and these kids might just grow up to be rocket scientists. That's right. Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Yeah. Why would these students meet with the president? Is that what you want to know? As they said, here's where the story goes. As the rocket sat atop the hallowed Oval Office desk, Trump, of course, couldn't help but admire the name emblazoned on the side. Anybody want to guess? Y'all want to guess? What do you think the kids call this rocket? Trump? Trump rocket? Little hands? With this rocket, I will impregnate many women. Oh, man. Rocket Man. Nobody there to raise my kids. That's he's talking about. He's on Mars now. Yeah. If you don't raise your own kids on Mars, there's nobody else to raise them for you. That's what Rocket Man is saying. Do you know this song? There's got to be some symbolism in this song. You know, when I first heard this song, was it she packed my bags or something like that? How does it start? She packed my bags in pre-flight, 0 hour, 10 a.m., something like that. And he says, by then I'm going to be high. I didn't quite hit that note. As a kite by then. Gonna be high as a kite. I thought it was like a tribute. I still think it's got some drugs in it. Right? It has. None of these songs meant what they said they meant. You know, like Puff the Magic Dragon. Puff the Magic Dragon. Live by the sea. And it's about marijuana. I didn't know this. Another Elton John song, you know? Someone Saved My Life Tonight. You know that song? Yeah, y'all, too. Man, how old are y'all? 14? How'd you get this job? Bunch of youngsters? Rocket Man. Rocket Man. I don't even know. What did he say? Burning out the fuse on everyone. I don't know the words. But I think it's going to be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me down. Back to home or something like that. Rocket Man. Donald Trump meeting with black kids talking about rockets. Yeah, so Trump says it's got it, the name Trump's written in gold letters on the side of the rocket. Yeah. How did you come up with the name Trump? The president asked as the teens gathered behind him. And here's what one of the students answered. I love this. I love this. Simply because it conquers all. And it got a handshake from President Trump to the kid. And he says, and Trump says, they're never going to put that on television. I love this. The student inventors of the Trump rocket competed against 810 teams before advancing to the national competition. Wow. He says the rocket had to stay in the air for at least 41 seconds and reach an altitude of 775 feet. Great. I remember the first time I ever fired off a rocket. So a buddy of mine, he was going to take his son out. And he says, hey, Kev, you want to go shoot rockets with us? I was like, what? The closest thing I knew of a rocket was a bottle rocket. We'd put them in a bottle and fire them at each other on a 4th of July and stuff like that. Anyway, he goes and gets a rocket kit. So I didn't even know these existed. I'm not lying. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not lying. We go to a lake. There's an area in Dallas where you could take these rockets and let them go. And these rockets, you know, and some of them were multi-stage. And then give them another boost. And these things would go hundreds of feet up in the air. And then the little parachute, you know, come down and bring them down. I was like, get out of town. I didn't even know that kind of stuff existed. And they had, then you get into the geeky stuff where you got all these people out there and you go over and talk to, hey, you firing rockets? Yeah, what kind of propellant are you using? You know, well, we use a combination of cow manure and or air of newt. You know, I'm like, what? I'm here figuring out that I didn't even know this existed. That's just, see, white privilege. White privilege! So, yeah, it was so cool to do it. And so I could not wait to get kids so I could fire these rockets off. Yeah. I'm going to do my older boys, we've done it. My younger one, we haven't. But let me tell you what he's seen. He's seen a full fireworks display that our Uncle Larry did. He went to an Indian reservation and bought these bombs. I mean, these were not fireworks. These were bombs. These are the stuff that cities buy. And you light one fuse and, you know, start playing. Dun, 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 dun. Because it was amazing. And then the guy down the road from him, his fireworks extravaganza lasted like 45 minutes. Ours lasted 15, and I'm impressed. Victory Christian Center School. 82 students this year who received the North Carolina Opportunity Scholarships, which helped them pay tuition, moved their children from public to private schools. I love this. I'm going to get involved with these people some kind of way. I love seeing these young minority kids doing something that they might normally not do. These kids are building rockets, folks. I'm just telling you, I cannot wait to see the innovation that comes from these young black minds. It's what America's been missing for a long time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You know the left was livid that these minority kids build a rocket. These kids from Victory Christian Center School in North Carolina, they in competition with 810 other schools, and they might make it to the finals. In fact, President Trump said, if you make it to the finals, you come back. Well, I'll invite you back to, I mean, if you win, I'll invite you back to the White House. These kids had gotten scholarships for what they call North Carolina Opportunity Scholarships to go to a private school. These minority kids get to go to the Oval Office, meet President Trump. They bring in their rocket. The rocket's got Trump on it in gold letters. And President Trump says to him, how'd you name it? They go, because he says, how'd you come up with a name? They said, because it conquers all. It was our rocket that got us ahead of all these other people. Now they got to go into the final. I hope they win. I hope they win so they can go back, give the Trump rocket to the president, get to hang out with him again. That's the stuff these kids need to see. They don't need a fake like Barack Obama to see. They need a real president, a real leader. So happy that these kids got to do that. I would have loved to have met Ronald Reagan and spent that kind of time with him. Look, I'm a motivated guy, but that would have made an indelible imprint on me. No question about it. I hope every black kid in the country gets to go and meet President Trump. Shake his hand. See leadership. Doesn't mean he's perfect. As opposed to Barack Obama. Yeah, I'm inspiration because, yeah, I'm black. I'm sitting in the Oval Office. Y'all ought to be inspired. Yeah. He's out spending that money now, baby. All their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and uncles and cousins and whatever that supported Barack Obama. Go meet a real president. President Trump, who, by the way, U.S. News, called him clumsy. There was an op-ed from this guy, I don't know his name, but he says, Donald Trump's presidency has become an apparently endless and repetitive series of tests for the rest of us. Each new Trump-splosion, each scandal, and the subsequent clumsy efforts to clean it up raise basically the same set of questions for Trump supporters, his critics, and everyone else. The subject of today's test is Russia and Trump sharing highly classified information with that adversary. How highly classified? A U.S. official familiar with the matter told the Washington Post. The Washington Post? Well, we know they're the truth purveyors. They broke the story. That Trump, quote, revealed more information to the Russian ambassador than we have shared with our own allies. Well, who exactly are our allies post Barack Obama? Who are they? Who do we count on? Do we count on, I don't know, Iran? Who would you say is an ally to the United States based on Barack Obama? Yeah, exactly. Israel? Who? You want to know why we haven't made any progress in the Middle East under Barack Obama? Because of the nature of our relationship with Israel. Mossad knows what's going on in the Middle East. You want to know why? Because their lives freaking depend on it. It isn't like us. Barack Obama can play around and, well, we do them with the Jews. Yeah, Israel. I don't like Netanyahu. I tolerate him. I like him. Whatever. He can play. Netanyahu is not playing. The very livelihood of the Jews depends on the decisions that he makes. It's no game for him. For Barack Obama, it's a game. For the left, it's a game. For these Jew-hating, anti-Semite progressives is what they call themselves. But these suckers that don't have a care in the world about Israel, it's a game. But to the Israelis, it's not a game. So this guy says, Russia's not an ally. Who is an ally? Name me one. You think Britain's an ally with us? Really? So, to what degree? What has Britain done to show? And I'm not blaming the Brits by any means. I don't blame the Brits for not being our allies. I don't blame the Japanese for not being our allies. I don't blame any of them. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump has made more pure allies in the first 100-plus days of his administration than Barack Obama could make in 20 lifetimes. No question about it. You want to know why? Because people respond to strength. I will be your ally if you're my equal or better. I'm not going to join up with you if you're a pansy. Why would I do that? Now, the United States says, we'll support you, but you're going to get in a fight. See, that's not a pansy. Just because I may be tougher than you, but if you're willing to fight, then you're no pansy. We have people not willing to fight. Oh, we'll provide administrative or operational people to the battle, but we're not going to provide any warriors. Then keep your butt home. And by the way, you're off the list. You get invaded, you take care of your doggone self. We don't deal with people that way. You get in a fight. It's like when you watch 300 and this one group of people, they brought all these people. And of course, there's the 300 Spartans. And the one says to the king of the Spartans, the one guy who's leading this ragtag group of people, he says, well, we thought you would have brought more warriors. And he says, how many warriors do you have? And he says, you, mister, whatever, what do you do? I'm a farmer, sir. You, what do you? I'm a blacksmith. You, what do you do? I'm a this, that, and the other. And he goes, Spartans, how many warriors? Oosh, all 300. That's the difference. Warriors, baby. Our allies want warriors, and so do we. We want people willing to get in the fight. We don't want pikers. So this guy's writing, oh, Trump's clumsy this, clumsy that. Let me tell you something. They can talk all they want. They want to vilify Donald Trump no matter what he does. And I'm going to tell you, keep at it. Keep at it, left. But we have a responsibility, folks. We have a responsibility to shut him down. I was telling somebody, I probably told this story before. I was at the airport, and this is when the election hadn't even happened. And I see six college kids, you know, 20, 21, whatever. And there's six of them, and they're going somewhere. I think it was maybe during spring break. I don't know where I was headed. But I wasn't in a great mood. And these guys were talking about Hillary Clinton and, you know, how they might vote for this, that, and the other. And I heard enough, and I finally said something like, you guys are so full of crap, except I used different words. And they kind of looked up, and I explained all the whatever. I just let them have it, both barrels on Hillary Clinton. How could you possibly be looking at her? And how could you possibly not be evaluating an accomplished man like Trump? Because you've heard some, people said this or people said that. What an idiotic thing to say. And I just read them the riot act. And one guy, the biggest of them, we were sitting like in a T. He was sitting in my row, and five others were sitting in a T, you know, perpendicular to us. And they wouldn't open their mouths for 10 minutes. And I was happy to shut them up and to shut them down. Let me tell you something. I don't know what to do with this stupid guy that wrote this. He's an idiot. But just the idea that he thinks he can say whatever he wants, the Washington Post thinks it can report whatever it wants, CNN, MSNBC, all of them, shameful that we allow it. Now, do you want to write letters and tell them you're a bunch of idiots or whatever? I say ignore them. You got to have your 15-second elevator pitch that says, let me explain something to you. I don't care what you say. Your side does nothing but lie. There's nothing you're going to tell me that will change my mind on Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People here, anybody on state, dead people, handicapped people, some of them can be very rude. Yeah, see? I was shopping in the mall a few weeks ago, a guy in a wheelchair, for no reason, came and ran over my foot. I said, why did you do that? He said, tough. See, I'm no fool, right? I knew he had no feelings from his waist down, so I kicked him in his chest. Gimp. Well, I didn't know he was wearing a pacemaker at the time, right?
That joke is funny on so many levels, because there's this Indian dude, right? And he kicks a handicapped guy in the chest. I don't know who wins in that battle, right? Because you got the, you know, you got to weigh the minority, right? You got the handicapped guy, Indian guy. Handicapped guy threatens the Indian guy, and the Indian guy kicks him in the chest. But if the handicapped guy happened to be Indian, well, we know who wins that one then, right? But if the handicapped guy was a white guy, and the Indian guy kicks him in his chest, well, all's good. All is good! But if it's a white woman, well, I don't know. Statistical tie? Nope. White woman wins? Okay. Handicapped white woman. Boom. She wins. But this is the producers. They're the ones scoring this. This is not me. This is not Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. If you do want to talk to me, I'd love to talk to you. So Hillary Clinton started a new, movement? What do you want to call it? Bowel movement? It's called Onward Together. Yep, Hillary has started Onward Together. OT. I guess she thinks she's in overtime. Onward Together. No more forward. Exclamation point. Remember that was the big forward exclamation. And then I think it was MSNBC. They adopted the Obama logo. In case you weren't sure how they lean, they adopted the Obama logo. Forward. Yep. Hillary Clinton Onward Together. Let me tell you what that means. What's going on with Hillary Clinton's Onward Together? What it is it's a ruse. Hillary Clinton can't make any more money through the Clinton Foundation. That well done gone dry. I feel like singing an old Negro spiritual to it. That well done gone dry. Oh man, I got to work on my singing. But I do feel, every time I deal with that, I feel like it's an old Negro spiritual. The Clintons have, you know, things have just gone bad. You know, it's like, where that house done gone, it lost it in the storm. You know what? Okay, I'm not good at making up Negro spirituals, but you get what I'm saying. Don't be over there laughing at me, because I take it personal. Fire you two. Yeah, and everybody associated with you. I'll go after your families. Y'all know that. Ask other producers. Anyway, onward together. What's with the Clinton Foundation? It's a and this is all in an effort to, I guess they say, counter Trump. Let me explain something to you. The Clintons are smart people. They know how to tug on the purse strings. You can bet the minute Trump was elected, after the wound licking was gone, Podesta, all of them got together and said, how are we going to survive? What are we going to do? They knew that the well done run dry. Swing low, sweet chariot. Oh, man. I wish you guys could see the face of one of coming for the care. Oh, you're thinking I'm doing pretty... I am. I'm sounding pretty good. My voice is coming back. Karen was worried about me. She's like, Kev, what's up with the voice? It was gone. I'm tired. Karen, what do you want me to say? She's such a sweetheart. Coming for to carry me. Oh. The microphone rubbed on my beard, on my stubble. It's all right. It still sounded good. Look, you want to hear it? There it is. Let me get that farther away. Swing low. Oh, man. Forward. No more forward! Exclamation point. That was Barack Obama's. Hillary's is onward. And you can bet, like, Bernie will do some. You know what? Let me just tell you. Onward is the new thing for the left. Watch how much you see it. Y'all don't think I'm kidding you. Watch how much you see onward. And then you know what you're going to see? Onward and upward. Yeah. Can't go straight. They don't use straight. I've lectured you on this. They do not. The left will not use straight. Why? Because straight implies not gay. Y'all, many people don't know this. Gay, you want to know how you know? Well, you want to know how you know. Do you want to know how to detect if someone may be gay? They will not use the word straight. Say, hey, tell me, does this look straight to me? Or you go, you hold something up and you go, straight or crooked? And if they go, well, it's not crooked, then you go, gay! You're totally gay. Because, see, a dude, a non-gay type, the not gay, would just go, oh, that's straight right there. Yeah, straight. Straight right there. Uh-huh, right there. They're straight. But a gay person, well, no, it's still a little crooked. And then when you get it right, okay, right there. They won't go, yeah, it's straight. Straight. No, no way. They'll just go, not crooked. Or they ask for directions. So, listen, I'm trying to get to blankety blank. So, they'll tell you, well, you go right here, and then you're going to make a left and head to just keep going forward till you get to the stop sign. You go, so I make a right, then I go left, and I keep going straight until I get to the stop sign? Yeah, yeah. Just keep going forward to the stop sign. Gay! You're totally gay. I've learned how to spot. I'm just trying to help you. It doesn't matter. I'm just giving you hints. Because I'm going to tell you, they won't freely admit it, not because it's a stigma or anything, but just because. Yeah. There you go. Straight. I can say it. I say it with conviction. Straight. I'm not gay. It's okay. If I was gay, I would tell you. I would have no problem. I'd say, I'm a gay conservative. Now, I want to be disclaimer for people cutting that out on the clip, trying to make a clip. Kevin saying he's a gay conservative, because I'm not. Totally straight. That's why I'm using the word straight. But Hillary wants us to use onward. Onward together. OT. That's what she's in. She's in overtime. Maybe she is in overtime. You know, because Hillary is still sick. Don't fool yourself. She's off the campaign trail so she can rest up 20 hours. She can sleep longer than a cat. You know how long a cat, sleeps 16 hours a day. Yeah. If I got all that energy, sleeping 16 hours a day, that's why I'm a dog dude. I don't know how many hours a dog sleeps, but not that much. You can get a dog up, he'll play with you anytime. A cat, just keep his paw down there messing with you. Barack Obama offended the sensibilities of many Americans, folks, talking about straight and gay. Y'all remember that? Barack Obama loved taking sides, especially with radical groups of people whose agendas are self-indulgent. He loved those groups. And this was best demonstrated, no exaggeration, when he turned the White House into a rainbow. Y'all remember that? Barack Obama turned the White House into a rainbow. Why did he do it? Yeah. He did it because the Supreme Court had done something with the gay marriage thing. This type of nonsense, folks, ended when we got rid of Barack Obama. Thankfully so. And instead of honoring people because of their sexuality, as Barack Obama did when the Supreme Court ruled on same-sex marriage and he lit up the White House with a rainbow, the stolen emblem of the leprechaun, and gave it to the gays. Well, we got something different now. We got Donald Trump. And Donald Trump don't kowtow to no gay folks. He don't kowtow to black folks. Law don't go around here. I'll just let you know right now, the law don't go around here. Not that leftist liberal law. It don't go around here. Donald Trump wanted something completely different, and he wanted to set a new tone. So he did something radically different with the White House. In a time, folks, that we're exiting, when lawlessness ruled the land under Barack and Saint Obama, President Trump made it abundantly clear that he's about law and order. So he decreed something that is special. It warms my heart, especially knowing that I have this movie out called Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. But it warms my heart to know that Donald Trump lit the White House in blue. President Trump is honoring those who have either been injured on the job, injured in the line of duty, or died in the line of duty. What an honorable thing to do.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about Donald Trump and something that he did that I don't believe Barack Obama ever did. I don't think he did anything close to this. He took sides, and whenever Barack Obama took sides, you could almost guarantee yourself it was against logic, it was against reason, it was against America, it was against common sense. When he took a side, you're sitting there scratching your head going, why would you side with them? Man, radical groups this guy supports and loves. We have a president now who is honoring the police by lighting up the White House with a blue light. Blue Lives Matter. honoring the men and women of law enforcement who have been injured or killed in the line of duty. And he signed this order on May the 15th, declaring this day Peace Officers Memorial Day, an event that kicked off Police Week. You didn't even know you were in the midst of Police Week, huh? Well, you are. The full proclamation of this, I want to read this to you. During Peace Officers Memorial Day and Police Week, we honor the men and women of law enforcement who have been killed or disabled in the course of serving our communities. Police officers are the thin blue line whose sacrifices protect and serve us every day. And we pledge to support them as they risk their lives to safeguard ours. He then added, in humble appreciation of our hardworking law enforcement officers, Melania and I will light the White House in blue on May the 15th. Did you guys know this? Yeah. But there was more. Because see, unlike Obama, President Trump's not just talk. So here's what he did. He later met with law enforcement agencies that have lost officers. Then he requested that all 50 governors fly their state flags at half staff this week. And that got me thinking kind of curiously, what California is going to do. They got to take down the Black Lives Matter flag and then decide if they still want to comply. And you better know that states like Massachusetts, California, Oregon, and many of these others that were beginning to turn, that are either red or turning from, blue and turning from blue to, or I should say red to purple. You better know there are people out there who don't like what Donald Trump did. They don't like that he's honoring the cops. I cannot tell you the number of stories we found of cops' graves and monuments being desecrated, cops' food being tampered with. I said the other day, if I were a cop and I couldn't see you make my food, I wouldn't eat it. That's how bad it's gotten. It's unbelievable. We shop at a store and they have a rounded up thing for the police. And it's mostly young black people that work at this grocery store. It's in the city. It's a nice store. It's expensive. But the guy that owns it is a staunch conservative. He's an acquaintance of mine. So I shop there periodically. Anyway, when you go to round up for the police association, they hit that button so fast you don't even see it. I always say, go back so I can round up for the police. And they will be like, like that look like, And you're going, what? Every person that has the opportunity to round up for the police, they skip it. You have to catch it. It's just become an auto response form. They won't even give you a chance to like the police. It's pretty pathetic. So Trump's asked the governors to fly the flags at half mast. Let me tell you, I said this earlier, I don't know if anything Barack Obama did to honor the police. That certainly it had any meat in it. Do you? Do you guys? I don't remember a single thing. How pathetic is that? And the whole thing about Bleeding Blue, the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com, is we're saying, show us. I can show you where Barack Obama put a target on the back of police. I can show you that. I can show you where he blamed police for everything going on in the black community. Barack Obama couldn't name a single white person that was killed erroneously or otherwise by the cops, but he can quote the names of the last five black people killed, probably in memory. Most of us can, too. At least a couple, right? Some of them are so emblazoned in our mind, you may never forget. Michael Brown. Anybody going to forget that name for a while? Anyway, what Obama did to law enforcement, I'm not going to say it's impeachable, but it's a horrible thing that he did. And the thing that he did worse than that was he gave credence to the terror group known as Black Lives Matter, and they obliged him by hunting and killing police officers. They actually were stalking them. Stalking police officers. What they call it, they have a word for it. I forget. But anyway, setting up attacks, calling people in. In fact, a couple times a guy got killed, I believe in the Northeast, maybe New York, New Jersey, got called in. Guy stole something knowing they would dispatch a cop so he could kill him. And he did. He was successful. BLM, the hate group. And I've on multiple occasions pointed out the statistics. I remember I did an interview, and at the time, up to that point, these were the statistics that had resulted in death by cop. 275 white folks, 136 blacks, and 86 Hispanics. So this idea that only blacks were being targeted was completely erroneous. And you would think that once I quoted the stats, that would have put it to bed. Then people were like, well, what's the population of blacks? What's the population of this or that? And then they still want to make it. It's disproportionate, whatever. It's not disproportionate. It's, in fact, the number of black people killed in proportion to the amount of crime is low in comparison. Makes us one of the lowest targeted people. What was that video we saw where they warned this guy over and over and over? Stop putting your hands in your pocket. Stop. You know, whatever. I was watching it. I think it was on a TV show. And the guy goes, I can't help it. I'm nervous. I put my hands in my... And the cop's like, look, I don't care. He goes, hey, what we're going to do? We're going to make it easy on you. Put your hands behind your back. Let me cuff you up. Let me give you some bracelets. That way, you don't run that risk. Because the cop said to him, I want to go home tonight. So he put him in his bracelets. Then he searched him. But he left them in him. Because, you know, you can hide a gun. These people... Well, I don't know what they call it when they tuck it in there. A noose? How do you do? I mean, I don't even want to know how you get a gun tucked in your bungee. You know what I mean? Just, I don't want to know. Anyway, one has to question the motives when you got people who don't even know the names of non-blacks who've been killed, but they can name the last four or five black people killed, and they know why they were killed. Alton Sterling, for example. Resisting arrest, had a gun, menacing people. Black people call on him, and you to hear the left, the cops just rolled up on him, start shooting for no reason. Yeah, see, that's the narrative, the fake narrative. Dude's got a gun. They roll up on him because somebody called. I don't even think they had their weapons drawn. They're trying. They say, look, you're menacing people. Somebody called on you. I ain't got nothing. Whatever. And so they end up having to shoot him because he resists and he does have a gun. And then what about the guy? I forget his name. He was shot in his car. The cops tell him. That cop tells that dude three times, don't move. Don't reach. Guy's like, no, man, I got it. And reaches and he gets shot. Everybody blames the cop. Forget that guy's name. Castile? Philando Castile. That's who it was. See? Boom. Right there. Philando Castile. We got Alton Sterling. There was another dude. I can't remember his name. But we've got Michael Brown. You know, I could probably name a couple others if you put a gun to my head. Pardon the pun. So, there's a question. Why is it that when a black person is shot, it's racial? No matter what, can it not be racial? I mean, Jesse Jackson and those guys came out to profiteer on this stuff. It's like a dinner feast, dinner bell. What was the media buzz when the tragedy of the police officer was shot and killed in Dallas by members of Black Lives Matter? Where was it there? They still condemning them? No, they're trying to make this group look good. They want to marginalize. Oh, they're just regular old folks. 12 officers shot, 5 killed in Dallas. And the bigger news at the time was the Trump hat. Go, you know, you have to believe me, look it up. The Trump hat. It's crazy. America needs to thank President Trump for addressing law and order. We're going to become a civilized society again, folks. And the police deserve to be honored.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.